This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. And that's actually how the show has been so far tonight. We didn't bring in the story about the Amish. I didn't even know there was an Amish PAC, the Amish Political Action Committee, which may or may not be run by Amish people, but it is people who are ostensibly raising money to reach out to the Amish. And apparently they're already buying billboards. Daryl, you had found a picture of one of the billboards that they had purchased.
Yes, and I posted it on the Facebook page.
Excellent. So they've apparently gotten some money already, and they're trying to, persuade the Amish to, first of all, vote, number one, because most of them don't, but secondly, vote for Donald Trump specifically. And I just, when I first heard it, it just seemed so unbelievable. I almost wondered if the BBC had been fooled by some sort of a good troll website or something like that. But apparently this is a thing, and they are doing it. Now, we were reading about Amish people and whether or not they vote and why or why not. And there is a story here that I'd started where it was talking about how what the Amish beliefs are. They follow a two kingdoms theory that holds there's a material and a spiritual kingdom. Amish believe in non-resistance and may be hesitant to take part in electing a politician who might use force as an agent of the state. This from, by the way, AmishAmerica.com. Amish do not hold political office themselves for similar reasons. Additionally, voting in national elections for candidates who enact a wide array of laws in distant Washington may be seen as an abstract endeavor. This is one reason that local elections concerning tangible issues may receive a greater response from Amish. So if the Amish feel as though there's some sort of issue that will affect them, they're more likely to come out and vote.
Yeah, as a Quaker, that's what I am. I'm the clerk of my meeting here in the Keene Friends meeting. And what I find is that Quakers can generally is probably not the right term, often agree when it comes to sort of national issues, what's important and what's not important to them, and they have a much higher distrust of the national government. They do local government. So you can always appeal to a Quaker by saying, hey, look, this is an organization of violence. They kill people around the world. Or, hey, you know, whatever that is that they're doing good, just consider that they're dropping bombs on people's houses. Hellfire missiles, I don't care what social welfare program this might be, so it doesn't solve for hellfire missiles. You know, things like that. You can, and you'll get the nods of the head and that sort of thing. However, when it comes to local governments, they don't see the violence from those nearly as much. They don't experience it. They don't internalize it. So they don't tend to think of local or state governments as violent.
So they don't see the violence inherent in the system.
They do not, Dennis.
So back to the story here from AmishAmerica.com. Voting is typically not prohibited outright, and the decision to vote among Amish is left to the individual in most congregations. Donald Craybill notes that in the Lancaster community, quote, those who vote tend to be younger businessmen with an interest in community affairs. The approach to voting varies between communities. Participation is more likely when voting concerns local issues. However, Amish do take some interest in national elections. George Bush attempted to tap into Amish interest in 2004 when he visited both Lancaster County and Holmes County, Ohio, during his reelection campaign to ask for Amish and Mennonite support. Hearst and McConnell report that in 2004, 43% of Holmes County Amish were registered to vote, though only 13% did so, with most selecting Bush. Amish have been termed armchair Republicans and are seen to be more sympathetic to the Republican Party due to a perception of it as one more concerned with religion and traditional values. Though voting is not common, some Amish follow political news, and many have and share opinions on politics and politicians.
So I found the website for this political action committee.
Yes.
And they say the purpose of Amish PAC's Plain Voter Project is to beat Hillary by turning out a deeply conservative and oft-forgotten block of voters concentrated in two key swing states. Amish PAC has no
Pennsylvania in this case.
Amish PAC has no use for internet and television advertising because the voters we're targeting don't use the internet or watch television. Therefore, Amish PAC's ad blitz is two-pronged, newspapers and billboards. And they actually have a copy of their ad here. It's a 3/8 page advertisement that has a picture of Donald Trump sitting in his office looking all squinty-eyed. And it says, Trump has never been a politician or held elected office, except for the fact that Donald Trump flirted with running for president back in the year 2000, but hush, hush,
didn't
forget all about that.
Did he run for the Reform Party or something like that?
That
was Steve Forbes.
Well, no, Trump was briefly in the race, like he was saying, I'm going to run, and then about a month and a half later, he wound up dropping out because Ventura dropped out.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but where do you see this ad on this site? I'm on
AmishPack.com/about-us.html.
Okay, got it.
It says, Trump is known for his strong work ethic. He will appoint pro-life Supreme Court justices who protect religious liberty and individual freedom. And he abstains from alcohol and has said he has never had a drink, never had a glass of alcohol.
What?
And he says that he has seen what happens when people, quote-unquote, lose control.
Interesting.
That's almost unbelievable that somebody in Vegas, New York, whatever, he spends a lot of his time, that, you know, obviously is around plenty
of people. Ken Jillette also says that he doesn't drink or
do
drugs.
He does say that.
Okay, so I think that it's a great stand if somebody chooses to take it to not consume alcohol. The problem is that if you, for one, I have a difficult time believing anything Donald Trump says. So it's a dangerous thing to claim because, you know, there's generally pictures, right? And if he's got a picture of a half-drank beer
in
his hand.
How many soirees has this guy been to where he's been photographed? Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, it's one thing to have a martini glass in your hand and just say there's water in it, although why you drink 3 ounces of water is beyond me. Have a glass for 3 ounces of water, but this is going to be difficult, right? If he's at a party and he's got anything other than a Zephyr Hills bottle of water in his hand, he's in
big
trouble.
So according to a quick Google search here, Donald Trump's brother apparently died due to alcoholism.
I would have figured it was something that would have spurred him to do that. It must have been quite an older brother, though.
However, although Trump doesn't drink, according to thefiscaltimes.com, he launched his own brand of vodka in 2006. They're not telling
it's
the
best
that.
Vodka ever.
Self-described as a superb product and beautifully packaged. Unfortunately, consumers didn't agree, and production of Trump vodka was halted in 2011 due to meager sales.
Ben King is the outreach director of Amish PAC and apparently is a former Amishman himself and is the CEO of an Amish barn building business. And he was raised in Lancaster.
Okay, there you go.
And, of course, they're targeting, you had mentioned Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and Holmes County, Ohio, as being places that Bush targeted.
Right.
That's exactly where they're running these newspaper ads and presumably putting the billboards.
I wonder if the Amish newspapers actually accept advertising. Presumably they would, because it's expensive to print newspapers.
I'm sure. Yeah, I would think so.
The newspapers are The Budget and Holmes County Shopper.
Yeah.
No, those don't sound like Amish.
The Budget.
Is that the one? The Budget?
I think that's what it is. Okay. Yeah, so Amish certainly are all about making the money. They came to do good, and they did rather well, you know, is one of those sayings. And they do seem to be industrious folks. I think that it's interesting that you'll find the conservative religions tend to do pretty well, at least in the Christian sphere. You look at the Russian old religion folks. You look at the Quakers, Amish. There's a lot of them that you can point to and say, yeah, they did pretty well for themselves. Maybe it has to do with abstinence. I don't know.
Toll-free number tonight.
Abstinence from alcohol.
If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. So let's change gears back into your other Amish story, Daryl. The sort of the comparisons between the different sects or divisions within the Amish community. And
Right. So I'm not going to go through this entire list.
Just some highlights.
30% of Amish are allowed to use propane, with another small sect being allowed to use natural gas. 97% will use a motorized washing machine, but only 70% can have an inside flush toilet.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We'll continue, and you can share your thoughts with us. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day, we won't be at war. One day, taxes will be fair. One day, our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark
and Daryl.
If you've got Bitcoin, I want you to check out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's Jax, J-A-X-X dot I-O, is the website where you can go to download Jax. You can also get it from the Google or Apple app stores. And there's no wallet quite like it. Not only can it hold Bitcoin and Ether, but as of, I believe, yesterday they've now added Dash.
Yes.
Which is one of the more exciting cryptocurrencies out there. It's one of the top 10,
yeah,
according to CoinCap.io.
So if you have the wallet, you do need to upgrade to have that Dash functionality.
Which you should be getting the automatic upgrades for most of the app stores. I know Android does that pretty much automatically for most people.
I've turned off the auto upgrades because there's so much crap that's on the phone.
Yes,
it's like, we're going to update Google all of this stuff that you don't want.
So, definitely worth upgrading because they're going to keep adding new features to Jax. And, in fact, they've got big plans for Jax. They want to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's one of the creators or the founders of Ethereum, and he's a Free Talk Live listener. Plus, Shapeshift is integrated right into Jax, which makes it amazing because you can take your Bitcoin and turn it into Ether, and I presume Dash, although I haven't tried that yet. I've yet to actually run the program since the Dash upgrade, but I know it's there. Anyway, Shapeshift makes it really easy to change from one crypto to another, and again, you don't even have to leave Jax. So go and grab Jax. It's cross-platform, so whatever operating system you're on, whether it's Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, Linux, it's even available as browser plugins for Chrome and Firefox. You can get it at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we'll compare Amish here in moments. But first, Stephen is on the line in California. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Okay, so I just want to give a scenario here. I'm going to be a potential juror on a criminal case here. And the case is a DUI case. And I've heard that in this case, no one was hit. It was just the driver was driving impaired. He flipped his car over into a ditch on the side of the road.
Oof.
He actually was unharmed in the crash.
It's good to hear.
No one else was harmed. When the police came to investigate, they did some field tests and saw that he might have been drinking, and they took him into the station. It tested his blood. It was did a breathalyzer test. Thought his BAC content was 0.16, so they arrested him for
now,
DUI.
Now, just before you go on with the story, how do you know so much about the case if you might be on the jury? Are you okay. Like an all?
I don't want to kind of incriminate myself. I actually am on the jury.
Oh, you're on the jury. Okay.
Yeah.
So would calling a talk radio show to talk about the case technically be a violation of the rules?
Most definitely. You're not supposed to talk about the case to anyone.
Yeah,
and
okay.
National syndicated radio program is definitely anyone.
Yeah. Okay. Can we talk in hypotheticals then?
Let's talk in hypotheticals.
Yeah, I'm hoping didn't use your real name. Let's say your name is not real. I'm hoping it's not real. And we didn't say where in California that you are, and you may or may not really be in California.
Hopefully you're not actually in California.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on a distant planet. Let's talk in hypotheticals then.
Okay, so dude crashes his car. He's drunk.
He's drunk.
BAC.
He's got BAC. 0.16, say.
And the dude actually was ballsy enough to take this to trial.
Yes.
What's his argument, in theory, if this were real?
Well, if this were real, I think his argument was, by the time they took him in to the police station, he was, definitely, he had a 0.16 blood alcohol content, could have been impaired at that point. His argument was, maybe as he was driving, he wasn't impaired yet at that point.
The alcohol was still in his belly?
What, because he was just drinking while he was driving?
I got into a crash. I realized I was stuck in my car. Figured, why not have a couple of brewskis?
Right.
Okay. Is he defending himself?
No, he's got a lawyer.
Is it a public defender? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
Could be. But, yeah, maybe he just drank a bunch, then it crashed, and then at a later point, it was absorbed all of his alcohol in a system of the sort, and then he was impaired. Could be something like, I don't know. I mean,
it's an argument, right? Like, we don't know what his blood alcohol level was at the time of the crash. I don't know if that argument is going to hold water with the jury.
Yeah.
I would say that probably this guy has gotten whatever punishment he needs to get, right? Like, his car's destroyed, his insurance is going to go up,
true.
His insurance company has been informed of his propensity and proclivity for drinking and driving, that's going to drive his rates up also. You know, he's had to deal with the police and the legal system. Start to finish here, that the whoever, you know, if he loses this, no victim gets any money.
True.
The only people that get money
is
the state, who took him through this process in many cases for no particularly good reason anyway, since there wasn't a victim.
I think you make a good argument here, Mark. Not guilty is probably the right thing to do here, but convincing the rest of the jurors of that
that's
is going
to be impossible.
Thing.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is how long do you want to hang out there hanging this jury is another thing. So, I mean, it's not like you're out there wasting your afternoon or potentially 2 or 3 days for some angel, right? This is a guy who...
Wait a minute. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out process. If you're back there in the jury room and the vote is 11-1 and you're the one who's saying not guilty and they try to persuade you, you just say... I'm not going to be persuaded on this. We can hang if you want to.
I don't see a victim.
Right. There's
what
no
I would keep
here.
On sticking with is I don't see a victim. In this circumstance, it seems to me that if we're going to find this guy guilty, there should be a victim. And if you're going to claim that it's all of us, then show me how you've been victimized.
Right. I don't feel victimized. And then I think the point you've made on this, Mark, is the best way to possibly persuade these folks is, look, you know, there is not a victim in this case. This guy's already been punished, blah, blah, blah. Make your pitch. See if you can persuade people to your side. If not, dig in your heels and say, hung jury, we don't need to keep revoting on this. And then let it go back a hung jury. They'll probably prosecute him again, but they might not.
They might not. I mean, and look, again,
if
I wouldn't
real,
feel terrible about this guy. And, you know, this is, I'm not going to lose a lot of sleep over him, but at the same time, there's no victim at this point. To the best of our knowledge on this show, no one was harmed, and it's just going to be the state taking a bunch of money from him, and it's going to be that much harder for him to make money in the future. Sure, he made some bad choices, and I don't think that, I think it's highly unwise to have done so, but, you know, what's the point?
Hypothetically, if you happen to know, what's the punishment that this guy may or may not be facing?
Oh, I'm not sure. I would,
yeah, they don't tell you that in court. He would have had to have looked it up on his own.
They would say that we're not going to be deciding on.
It would probably depend on how many DUIs the dude has had as well. So
right, and I'm sure if he had previous, they would have mentioned that in the whole character thing. If this guy's had 5 DUIs before.
Hey, Stephen, let us know how this goes. Not that it's real or anything like that, but if you were to want to call us with a second part of this story, of this fictitious thing, you might want to do that, because we're curious. Okay. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Good luck. Hope they don't catch you. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Roger Veer has put $250,000 worth of Bitcoin on the table for Bernie Sanders to be able to give to any charity of his choice. All Bernie's got to do is agree to a debate where he'll take on Adam Kokesh, socialism versus voluntarism. If it happens, it'll be epic. However, unfortunately, Bernie has yet to respond to the invitation. And there's another $50,000 on the table for Adam Kokesh's charity of his choice. So all in all, $300,000 worth of Bitcoin could be going to charity if Bernie would just say yes to a three-hour-long debate in which both men have equal time. Bernie gets to pick the city of the debate, and Bernie gets to pick the objective moderator. So, I mean, there's definitely a few things in his corner on this. But as long as both men have equal time, Roger Veer is going to donate $250,000 worth to the Bitcoin or of Bitcoin to the charity of Bernie's choice. And if you want to learn more about this challenge, which, by the way, the $250,000 offer expires at the end of August, is my understanding. If you want to learn more about it, go to bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're talking about the Amish, and we can talk more about the cannabis, medical cannabis court ruling and what happened with Weedman's Weedmobile. It's not good news out of New Jersey. Those can all still to come here on Free Talk Live. You can also join us and bring up anything you want. Skype username is lrn.fm and toll-free number 855-450-FREE. So let's do some more comparison. You got a few more highlights you want to share with us?
So let me just do it this way.
We're comparing Amish.
Right. There's, according to this Wikipedia article, there's about eight or nine different sects of Amish. There's the Schwarzentruber, who seem to be the most conservative of the conservatives.
Yeah.
Where they do not allow tractors for field work, rototillers, power lawn mowers, propane gas, bulk milk tanks, mechanical milkers, mechanical refrigerators, pickup balers, inside flush toilets, running bath water, tractors for belt power, chainsaws, or pressurized lamps. However, some of the Schwarzentrubers do allow for pneumatic tools, and the Schwarzentrubers allow for motorized washing machines.
If you have a pneumatic tool, how are you going to fill up your tanks without a, you know, sort of gas or electric powered pump?
You could hire a non-Amish person to do it for you.
Come in and do it? All right. To me, that defeats everything. So you get a bunch of Amish people on a gas-powered bus. Why not just have cars, folks?
Well, and that's one of the sort of interesting things is they don't think that using the technology per se is sinful, but it's the owning of the thing.
Right.
Because then, you know, like, eventually the more things you own, they wind up owning you. And you can't serve both God and money. You have to, you know, choose one master. You're talking about some pretty wealthy
people that make a lot of money in many cases. They're very successful business people. The fact that they don't have things to spend their money on doesn't mean that they're not ruled by money. As a matter of fact, it might mean just exactly the opposite. If you don't have stuff, maybe you have money that you would have bought the stuff with. So I don't know that obviously I'm not Mennonite or Amish for a particular reason, and I tend not to agree with their ideas.
Now,
I think they're very interesting, though.
On the other end, there's the Kelowna sect, and they allow for all of those things that I had just mentioned.
Nice.
Yeah.
Easy living.
Everything but no Kool-Aid packets. That's it.
It's the only thing I've never heard of them. Have you heard of the Kelownas before?
No. No, not familiar.
And I wonder how popular each of these sects are. Like, how many members of the Schwarzentrubers versus the Kelownas versus the ones in the middle?
I like their original thing, the sort of Anabaptist thing, where you should be an adult when you make a decision to become baptized.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of where I part ways. And I'm familiar with some churches that have actually decided that they want to baptize people, you know, younger and younger. So
and You mentioned about the populations of the different sects, and yeah. Well, because the Amish usually don't baptize until someone is old enough to make the decision for themselves, most of the local congregations do not include children in their membership rolls because they're not members of the church, per se. So rough estimates show somewhere between... the estimate now of about 308,000 Amish in the United States, up from 235,000. Again, that's an estimate in 2008.
Let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky. Hello, Ricky, in Pennsylvania.
That's the Commonwealth. Now, I got a really interesting story for you tonight. You know, you guys are absolutely right about the Amish. Now, I knew a family. I knew the dad. I knew the son. And I knew the youngest son for 20 years. I used to do business with him. And it kind of goes like this. Now, I knew Davey since he was born. And I watched him grow up. Now, I used to do the flea market over there in Perkiomen and also in Leesport. Now, one of the things about Davey, I'll tell you, ever since he was little, he's always doing business somehow, one way or another. You know, Ian?
I don't know him, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Well, and what I used to do is we used to take their extras, you know, their pies, cakes, and cheese. And I'll tell you something about this family. Now, they had the factory. They're a big player in this. Now, one thing about Davey liked the 100. He didn't like the ones. He just used to toss those away. Now, one of the things he used to love to do was they used to do a market up on Wall Street in the early 90s. Now, he'd go up there, and I'll tell you what,
There was an Amish market on Wall Street in the early 90s?
No, just a regular flea market. These are just regular flea markets. They ain't real Amish. So.
You talking about Wall Street like Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, or like Wall Street?
No, like New York, brother. Like New York. On Wall Street, they used to have a market on Wall Street. On the street.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll take your word for it, but it's turned out that you've been wrong on a lot of things, Ricky, so I'm going to say that...
I'm not wrong about what happened to Davey and his family.
All right, so what happened?
As Davey grew up, Davey got older. You know, one of the things Davey used to do is he used to spend a lot of the money. I remember there was this lemonade girl. He spent the equivalent of $300 on lemonades, and he was just giving them out to everybody. See, what ended up happening with Davey and his family, first of all, the dad ended up getting... put in a position because of his business practices. And not only that, what ended up, Davey ended up taking over. Now, what happened with Davey was, see, Davey's no longer Amish. He had to make his choice, and so did the dad. See, because what happened in the end is it got so heavy that they had to make the choice what they wanted, Amish or money. And they lost both of them because, see, the factory ended up having to be sold. Davey was no longer Amish or his dad. And I'll tell you something, they used to have a truck, a full van. They couldn't drive it, but they used to pay the driver to drive it. They didn't have a phone, but they could use his phone that lived next door. I used to watch him make, I'll tell you how much money he used to make just at Perky. I used to watch him rack in upwards. Now, I was making about $3,000 a pop at that time. He was making three times that amount. And this is a nice.
How long is a pop?
Huh?
How long is a pop?
Oh, a day? About an 8-hour day. About an 8-hour
day. Okay.
Making $3,000 in an 8-hour day. That's a good, that's good work.
Sweet. Thanks, Ricky, for the call tonight. You the man. There you go. Rolling in the dough to Benjamin's. The Amish guy, Amish kid just throwing away dollar bills because he don't give an F.
Dollar bill, y'all. $3,000 worth of lemonade or whatever.
Didn't Weird Al make a song about this?
Living in Amish paradise. Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, coming up, we'll tell you what's going on with New Jersey Weed Man and his Weedmobile. Plus, if Daryl's got more on the story we opened the show with about a pretty big court case out in the Ninth Circuit Court. Deciding.
Therefore.
Yep, we'll talk about that on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm a U.S. Air Force member stationed overseas, and we have three rescued mutts. Stone Phillip lived to be euthanized. There were bacteria crawling all over his skin. They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad. He was in constant misery.
DinoVite.com.
We started feeding him the Dynavite, and his skin, it's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain. Stone is in excellent shape today. He runs, stays slim and trim, and follows my husband around like he worships him. I would highly encourage you to get a rescue dog and start him out on Dynavite right from the beginning, and they'll make such a difference in your life. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Or go to Dynavite.com.
DinoVite.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and join us here on the radio. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Also, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on the air here on this show, talking about the ideas of liberty and peace on a regular basis, 7 nights a week for the most part, if you like what we're doing, then please get behind our satellite fundraiser. It's going on for about another 2 days at this point, so Friday is the last day. Please, if you haven't yet donated 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks, whatever it is you can afford, 200, 2,000, you know, whatever it is you feel like you can throw in there, we'll put it towards satellite time in two locations. We've got satellite over the United States and Central America. We've got a satellite over Sub-Saharan Africa. I'd love to add a third one to Europe and the Middle East, but unfortunately, we just aren't even close enough for that to happen this year with our fundraiser. But the good news is it's an Indiegogo-based fundraiser, so whatever it is that we earn in the fundraiser, we get to keep. Now, Indiegogo does take a chunk for their efforts, obviously, but after that, we'll get to keep whatever they send us. And so that's good. That means we don't have to reach the goal. So don't allow the fact that we haven't reached the goal stop you from contributing, because it's all going to go towards supporting our satellite outreach, which means that we can reach people in countries in the world where there's very little to no internet access, where people only have satellite, free-to-air satellite, as their real only entertainment option. That besides state-controlled television in a lot of these places. So if you appreciate the vision that we're talking about here, you can learn more about it over at fund.lrn.fm, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. And there's perks available like Daryl's book, which is going to be given in digital form, both readable and audio, to anybody who contributes, and then all kinds of perks available at various different levels. So go and check it out, fund.lrn.fm, as we go to your calls and thoughts. Charlie is listening to K-Talks in Arizona. Hey, Charlie.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
I always get a little cracked up when I hear the weather back east. It's going to maybe hit 100. It's 118 here where I'm at today. So 100.
But it's a dry heat, right?
Day. But I just got back in and I barely caught the part about whether Tripp drank or not, and I know it's not admissible.
Who?
In court.
Trump.
Anybody
oh, Trump.
That tries
okay.
to go to, you know, get on with any of the alphabet soup gangs, you know, FBI, CIA, NSA, you have to take a lie detector. Right? Now,
yeah.
Like you say, it probably won't fly, but that would sure clear up a whole lot of questions, wouldn't it?
No, wait, why would Trump have to take a lie detector? He's not applying to
well,
be a citizen.
He wants to turn over his tax returns. I mean, why would he take a lie detector
to
test?
Substantiate his claim, that because that's what I caught when I was pulling in, but whether, you know, he had consumed alcoholic beverages, but who cares about that? I'd be more interested in maybe, you know, what happened to some of these people that shoot themselves in the back of the head, or where the money actually goes to the Clinton Foundation. You know, it's just an idea, but...
Thanks for sharing tonight, Charlie. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go to Ian. He's in China on Skype. Hello, Ian, and good morning over there.
Good evening to you guys over there. A quick thought about the lie detector. I was trying to imagine Hillary Clinton on a lie detector.
It would break in about 5 seconds.
you have a thermonuclear explosion.
Well, you know, lie detectors aren't perfect technology, and that's the reason why they are not admissible as evidence in courts. I mean, if you know what you're doing, you can beat one of them.
You know what a lie detector is? A lie detector is a machine that gives somebody else a job.
It's basically a heart rate monitor. It notices fluctuations in heart rate, if your palms get sweaty, things along those lines.
Well, let me talk to you about civil asset forfeiture. This ruling made by the court has no teeth. Let me explain. About 6 years ago, I flew into Chicago. I came back to the U.S. to buy some medical supplies and equipment for a hospital out here. And I was carrying a lot of cash. I declared the cash. I had my little form to get by customs. And as I made it to the rent-a-car agency, I was approached by a Chicago police detective who wanted to know where I got all the money I was carrying. He was about 5 seconds from forfeiting, taking my money away. If he had arrested the money, I would be entitled, even back then, to an evidentiary hearing. But the fee for that hearing is 3 times the value or assumed value of goods confiscated.
What?
Yes. And they have a deal. If they confiscate this money, say $10,000, the DEA gets half of it, and their department gets the other half. Look it up. It's a fact.
I've seen that in some circumstances, yes.
So it's true that the department gets a cut. I think it's actually as much as 80%.
Yeah. That's why they go through the DEA instead of through the states.
But well, the claim that the evidentiary hearing fee is 3 times as much, I would like to see that one.
3 times the assumed value of goods, assets confiscated.
I mean, if that's true, that is even more shocking than I could possibly
imagine. Look it up. It's true. Well,
I don't know how I would go about looking that up.
I was flying with a fella, a helper, and we dug through our papers and gave him bank receipts for the money, where we'd converted to American currency to get a more favorable rate. Showing those receipts managed to help us not get busted. I brought the cash because you get a better deal when you buy drugs and equipment with cash.
Sure.
We got a small hospital up here in the countryside, and if you rely on the government here, their people will just die. So we came over and made one of our every 3 or 4 year purchases. And the cops followed us for 2 days. They staked out the damn hotel.
Well, you did tell them that you had a bunch of money and you were buying drugs.
They wanted the money so bad.
Well, if they wanted the money so bad, they would have taken it from you right there. I mean,
well, the only reason they didn't is we were met by a fellow from the Civil Liberties Union.
That's a good thing.
Well, I thought we had trouble. We made a phone call back to Beijing, friend of Beijing, called Chicago, and we were protected. you know, we came to buy some ventilators and a bunch of penicillin and, you know, just some zithromycin, common antibiotics.
I hear you. Mm-hmm.
And they're all over us. When we left, came back to China, 1 month later, I got a note from the IRS.
Okay.
Apparently the Chicago cops were unhappy that they couldn't rip me off, so they notified the IRS. I was toting all this cash around. It took over a year to sort that mess out with the infernal Revenue Service.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I mean, the fact that you have possession of cash does not make that cash yours. I've certainly been in possession of cash that wasn't mine.
Sure.
And
you could be a runner for a business doing the bank account.
You could be working with a NGO getting drugs to take back to people in China.
Ian, thanks for the call and the story. Yeah, I appreciate it, sir. Thank you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got Parker.
453.
Oh, you got to turn down whatever that speaker is there, Parker, because it'll sound bad. Sounds like you
okay.
Go ahead, sir.
I just turned off the feedback.
Thank you.
So yesterday I was talking with my mom about this video that I was showing her by Mark Passio. You may remember the thing that I sent you in the chat, force versus violence. Do you see that in the chat, brother?
I mean, I haven't been looking closely at the chat, so I don't know what you're referring to, nor do our listeners. So
explain it.
Well, it was basically just the force versus violence thing, where basically violence is any violation of your rights versus force being the right to defend yourself and the ability to use strength.
Yeah, you had called about this before, and I think we disagreed with that assessment. I mean, those were your definitions. The actual dictionary definition of violence doesn't necessarily have to do with a violation. You can use violence defensively based on their definition.
I disagree with that. Violence comes from the root word
this
violence.
This is the argument that Patrick, or Parker rather, was making. But regardless, Mark, the definition of violence doesn't necessarily include just pure aggression.
All right. Well, before I move on.
Hold that thought, Parker. I'm not sure where you're going with this, but we'll find out coming up here in hour number three. And we've got plenty of time for you. So it sounds like, Mark, you're on Parker's side on the definition here.
Right. It's the difference between etymology and usage.
So toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves like Parker's doing. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Hour three on the way.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.